This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. And here on Free Talk Live, we open up the phones and allow you to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, whatever issue might be bopping around in your head, whatever you are yelling at the radio about today. We make it easy for you to call in and talk about what you want. The number is 855-450-3733. But we bring up our own issues, too. And right now, once again, Elon Musk is here to save the day.
Sure, if that's what you're calling it. We touched on this in the last hour. Let me recap here. So according to regulatory filings with the FCC, Elon Musk wants to launch thousands of satellites into space with the aim of providing super-fast global internet coverage. SpaceX outlined plans to put 4,425 satellites into space, according to the filing filed with the FCC earlier this week. That's three times more than the 1,419 satellites currently in space.
Do they have any kind of map of proposed areas for these satellites? Because
they may have provided a map to the FCC, but CNBC did not provide the map to us.
Okay. Because so this is, like, I would imagine what people are thinking is 4,000 satellites in some kind of grid around the world. Like, you can, you know, you can just see the grid in your head, right?
Something 4, like that.
Little dots.
Like the Iridium network, which was a low Earth orbiting satellite system for voice communications. It is 66, and they rotate around the Earth, and no matter where you're at on the planet, you can see one of them.
This is the satellite phones, essentially?
Yes, satellites, yep.
And now, those things are expensive as they could possibly be.
Not cheap.
Essentially, yeah, it's expensive to make a phone call on one of them. And if they had more bandwidth, certainly, there would be a higher supply, therefore, and the demand would be the same, so therefore pricing would go down.
Maybe there's a catch, though, Mark. Well, we'll get there. Go ahead.
I certainly want to hear about it. But I would like to point out that, you know, like, the satellite internet consumption on the Antarctic or the Arctic is significantly lower than satellite consumption or internet consumption that would be, say, over New York City.
Sure.
So if you wanted to provide, you know, broadband internet connectivity for the whole world with 4,000 satellites, you probably shouldn't have them in some kind of grid pattern. They should, in fact, be some of them in, you know, like orbit directly over, a whole bunch of them in orbit over New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago.
More like a geosynchronous
Mumbai
type thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And there have been some really interesting plans on that, the blimp-based or the high Earth
Google's idea, right?
Like drones that would be up around 90,000 feet, but they would, you know, stay roughly over the same position. One of the earliest, like, balloon ideas, like high-altitude balloon that would cover a specific area was actually started by Alexander Haig.
Wow, that's
I don't know if you remember that one. He and a transvestite scientist. This story, I just love it.
It just gets even better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But their idea was to take basically like a weather balloon and transmit up and down to it, and they could put it over large populated areas.
Right. So I've been researching Pitcairn Island recently. I don't know. I'm excited about it. And what's going on there is they have really terrible internet connectivity on Pitcairn.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's according
to... That would make broadcasting Free Talk Live near impossible.
It would make it very, very difficult to do such a thing. And there's not a lot of demand for internet there because essentially this island is about one of the most remote islands in the world, and it is the most remote that isn't, dreadfully cold. So, you're talking about a situation where there's just no internet there. It doesn't make any sense to run a big fiber optic cable there because it's like 300 kilometers to the closest island, which again is basically uninhabited, nearly uninhabited also. So it's a great deal of distance from Australia. There's no satellites flying over this thing because you wouldn't put a geosynchronous satellite over, I don't know, a little rock in the Pacific with 50 people on it. There's just no particular reason why they would have internet, and there's no solution either.
So the plan here is to launch 800 satellites initially to expand internet in the United States. And then the rest of the satellites would follow, although there was no timetable for the launch, according to the filing.
I think that probably depends on government, what fits into the budget.
Right, and the budget that they're looking at is an estimated $10 billion for all 4,425 satellites.
Now, having had satellite internet, I've had satellite internet in the past, and we got this is Wild Blue, and it's probably been 5 years, and I was getting something like, I think it was 17 gigs per month, and at the end of that, you are throttled.
Yeah.
Seriously throttled. Now, you can get email. You get enough internet at that point to get email, and that's it. But you can't watch movies on that, or you can't even watch YouTube videos of any length.
Uplinks and downlinks are really expensive.
Yeah.
Really, really expensive.
And so I can't even imagine what... So Wild Blue provides a service, and that service is internet access to people who are in rural areas. It's expensive. Marginally expensive, not terribly expensive.
Right.
Marginally expensive, and I think HughesNet did it too.
Yep.
And these, they provide a good service, a fine service for a fine price, but you would prefer to have, wired connectivity if you can get it.
Right.
However, when you'll take what you can get. How are they going to make this make sense financially?
The filing with the FCC did not outline financials of the product.
Ah, what a surprise.
The satellites themselves will be about the size of a small car, weigh about 850 pounds, and be in an orbit between 1,150 kilometers and 1,275 kilometers.
I'll leave that to an expert. Let's go to the phones. Stephen calling in from Washington State. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I don't want to make it too complicated, but I've thought about this for a long time. It's off and on. The idea of I just want to get you guys' voluntarist or anarchist perspective on it, on the morality of recreating extinct species using gene splicing or cloning, specifically like Neanderthals. I read an article a while back on Neanderthal DNA, and I think it was saying something like on average, 1 to 2% of people. I think it was in the Siberian or in Middle Eastern areas.
3% Neanderthal people. Represent 2.7 or something like that. Go ahead.
It was saying 9%
the percentages of people in. They were saying that it's more likely to find people with Neanderthal DNA in Siberia or. Or the Middle East, but
and Ashkenazi Jews, by the way. So they went from Neanderthal to Rosenthal.
I'm fairly certain that's racist, but I'm not sure how.
I'm Jewish; they can't do anything to me.
You're a Jewish Neanderthal.
But it was saying it could be possible to recover up to maybe 70% of Neanderthal DNA, and it's been talked about in sci-fi for a long time. The idea of having another. A cousin species that's intelligent and that coexists, two species coexisting at once. And I was wondering about what you guys' perspective on the morality of it is, because it's a touchy topic. It's bringing something back from the dead, something that quote unquote may have been meant to stay dead, and it's also the idea of bringing back a species that is intelligent and very human-like, and how would you use the morality of rebuilding a culture?
I'd like to hear a little more, at this point I can see that the vast majority of people on the planet are irresponsibly bringing to life intelligent hominids all the time, and the world's okay. So I don't have a particular problem with some scientists bringing to life an intelligent hominid.
I'm going to quote, I think it's Jeff Goldblum. I couldn't tell you what the name of the character was from the thing with the T-Rex.
Jurassic Park.
That one. People are worried about whether they could instead of being worried about whether they should.
Stephen, hold the line here. I want to talk about this just a little bit more. The number is 855-450-3733. Cloning Neanderthals. What do you think?
I want a pet woolly mammoth.
Yeah, that's going to come after that. You can believe it. And it's, you're not going to stop it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the number to call in. If you've got an opinion right now on the morality of using gene splicing to clone Neanderthals, that's what we're talking about here.
Neanderthal.
I try to use it as soft a T as I can just to go down the middle. But don't you think it, just as an aside here, Daryl, don't you think Neanderthal sounds pretentious? I mean, seriously, is there a big difference between Neanderthal and Neanderthal? This is like the Macedonian-Macedonian argument. I wish to sound just a little bit smarter than you.
Well, the thing is, the word is one of those, you know, like Germanic sort of Nordic words where the TH is pronounced tuh, not the.
Yep.
So the Icelandic parliament is called the Alting,
yep,
not the All-Thing, were even though it's got the TH.
Were Neanderthals found in Iceland?
No, they okay. were found in the area of what's now
Iceland,
Germany, and North France.
Okay, so there's a lot of arguments that have flown into my head. First off, Iceland, not Germanic. They're
Nordic.
Yeah, they're,
I said Germanic and Nordic.
Right. So you said that Neanderthals were found in Germany. So, and also, those people arguing about Karl de Grasse and Charlemagne, you know, calling the same guy something different, annoys the crap out of me. We got a word. It's a fine word. I'm okay with it. You know, I get that some people want to say Neanderthal. It's when they start correcting people that I start, you know, getting.
You're on the losing side of this argument. I mean, that's the whole thing. People are used to saying Neanderthal. That's how we refer to our politicians. So,
right, just like people are used to saying Julius Caesar, but in Latin it's a hard C, so it would technically be Julius Kaiser.
And that's why they were called the Kaiser, you know, Kaiser Wilhelm and the Tsar and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Certainly. You know, it's there's a long road to hoe to try to correct people on these little things. You know, what can I tell you? Anyway.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Right. Feel that way. I got something that we both agree on, which is that Jack's wallet is a great wallet. If you've got Bitcoin, I want you to go to the download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Jax. You can get it at JAXX.io or at the App Store or wherever it is that you get your apps. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO tokens, Litecoin, Zcash, all it's pretty, you know, they're adding new currencies all the time. And they've got Shapeshift integration and allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies right in the wallet. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He also created a previous widget or thing called CryptoKit that I was very fond of, and he also was one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. It's cross-platform. I think that's the greatest thing about it, JAXX.io. Jax, let's bring back Stephen calling in from Washington State. He brought up this issue of cloning Neanderthals.
Right, and I was, you know, starting to wonder if this is something that he came up with or if, you know, this proposal is actually being floated about.
No.
And I found an article from Reason from 2009 where they discuss the ethics of cloning Neanderthal. And
that may have been an article I was seeing. I'm not sure. If they talk about a lot about the hypers, like 30 to 70% of Neanderthal DNA that we can recover. But to say something like that, that may have been the article I was reading.
Right, so they reference something from the New York Times where some professor at Harvard is coming up with this idea, and his proposal, Professor Church, has the idea of using a chimpanzee to sort of fill in what Neanderthal DNA might be missing.
Why not just fill in with a human?
Because of the ethical concerned.
Oh, this so, is just going horribly wrong.
We can do it with Neanderthals, but not humans, apparently.
Right, so let me read an excerpt here. They say, assuming that cloning is safe, would it be ethical to clone a human? The short answer is yes. Clones are basically delayed twins, and there's nothing inherently immoral about twins. But the author says, I suspect the proposal to use chimpanzee cells to clone Neanderthal is an attempt to do a kind of ethical end run around the yuck factor, that is to avoid human cloning. In this case, researchers could argue that they're not cloning a human, they're cloning a completely different species.
Well, and my argument on this was the world is full of irresponsible people creating, you know, intelligent hominids all the time. What do we call them? We call them, I don't know, we call them poor people, we call them young people, we call them all kinds of different things, and they're having kids. And these, in many cases, they can't even take care of them. If these scientists create a Neanderthal, then I think they should have to take care of the Neanderthal. They should I should not be responsible for their Neanderthal.
True.
Well, they're probably only going to do this if they get some kind of government subsidy. So, therefore, anybody that's a taxpayer would then be responsible for this Neanderthal.
Okay, I'm against it, Stephen. It's welfare from the get-go.
No. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a government-funded project. I believe it could be a non-profit organization, but you're right. You would have to.
In theory, it could be, but most scientific things now don't happen absent government funds.
Yep.
In our economic political situation, it's probably more likely. But assuming it was a non-profit or hopefully unbiased in some way, you're right, Mark. There though. When it comes to responsibility, because there's a real, real big danger here that has been talked about for a long time in this kind of situation, is that the scientists, and you guarantee there will be a scientist observing the project and trying to learn about the culture, about the development of the species.
I mean, Neanderthal culture has been gone for 50,000 years, and it's not coming back.
And
if you take what Neanderthal or Neanderthal DNA that you have and you mix it with a chimpanzee, you're not getting a pure Neanderthal.
Or a human.
You're right.
Right, and so the author of this piece at Reason says, I fear that using chimpanzee cells to clone Neanderthal would likely be taken as an indication from the outset that this is subhuman and these creations would be less worthy of moral respect.
I think what the key here is, at least from my point of view, is I agree with you, Mark, and this applies to humans and it applies to scientists. If you bring a life into this world, you're responsible for it. You alone. You had a hand in it. You own it until it can take care of itself.
But that's just it. But that's just it, Chris. You can't. Yes, there needs to be sort of a very objective and high level sense of responsibility because the scientists bring them into existence. But the scientists, by definition, they can't be subjective if they're going to properly analyze the species. They can't play the mother or father role because that will affect their results. So there has to be a close, literally, like for the first creature that you create, there would have to be a mother or father, hopefully both. There would have to be a figure, a family figure.
Sure.
But I think they would have to be separate. They would have to like be volunteers that volunteer to be the parents of this organization, of this creature.
Fine by me.
They could not be the scientist.
You know, there seems to be no problem with humans, these scientists procreating on their own. If they want to make life, then that's up to them. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Neanderthal porn.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're just talking about the ethics of cloning Neanderthals, and I suppose cloning anything else, too. You can call in on that topic or any other. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can use Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Just send us a request, and we'll figure it out. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. We were talking about apparently Elon Musk wishes to shoot a bunch of satellites into the sky and provide everybody with 1 gig internet speeds.
1 gigabyte per second.
Yes, that's the idea.
Which would wind up being 180 times faster than the current global internet speed, average of 5.6 megabytes per second. Reports earlier this year suggested that Google and Fidelity had invested $1 billion into the SpaceX satellite project, and they're not the only company. Apparently, Boeing has filed an application with the FCC to launch satellites, while a company called OneWeb, which is being backed by Airbus, is also planning a similar project.
Okay, can we quit talking about this like this is the free market in action and everybody's out to put up the best product so that they can provide the world with this wonderful service? Because this is not what it's about. This is about who is going to get the big government bonuses, who's going to get the money, the kickbacks, who's going to control Washington, and who's going to get paid off. Elon Musk.
Vaporware, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, the technology's there. I don't doubt that. But what I do doubt is Elon Musk's altruistic goal to provide the world with technology when he's got somewhere around $4.5 to $5 billion of taxpayer money for the Tesla, for those really cool shingles you're going to put on your house and get free electricity from the sun, and for the power wall that's going to go in your house.
Well, chances are you probably won't wind up getting free electricity from those, because the way a lot of the solar power companies are doing is they're
grid tie.
Leasing you
yes.
the solar panels instead of selling you
yes.
the solar panels.
Thank you for bringing up Elon Musk's Solar City. This guy is the best in the world at running the racket. The racket is getting paid by government, convincing government that the government has to convince consumers that they have to buy your product through subsidies and everything else. Donald Trump, if you're listening, here's where I'm with you on one case. Deport an illegal alien, Elon Musk. Yeah, on that, we're agreed.
Well, so, okay. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who's getting a tax credit, I don't care. If you've managed to get your business a tax credit, certainly your competitors don't like it.
Well, tax credits and subsidies are two totally different things.
But they're called the same thing by the left and the press, but I repeat myself.
Thank you.
So that's what my concern here is that I absolutely abhor the notion that the government is handing out money to businesses to produce their products or pay their employees or do whatever it is that they're doing. However, I love the notion that you can buy a particular product segment or whatever and receive a tax credit, meaning that you don't have to pay taxes of that amount.
Well, I think you're okay with anybody getting any money back from that swamp that we were talking about earlier of Washington.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you there, but I got a real issue with manipulating markets, which
sure.
is what tax credits do. That's the whole purpose of it.
They right. manipulate markets.
That's why most of the people that get the solar power, they don't buy the solar panels, because then they don't get the credits. You only get the tax credits on the solar if you're connected to the grid.
Right, grid tie versus off-the-grid system.
Correct.
So the another thing that I see here in these situations is that, for instance, alternative energy. We don't know which alternative energies are the ones that are going to work and which ones are going to fail. We don't know. They proposed these ideas of these motion machines and the water and
tidal power,
air and solar and all these different things. And they all sound like fantastic ideas to an amateur like me. I know a system that we can find the best top three alternative energy sources, and that system's called the free market. And if we just say provide alternative energy credit for anything. I don't care if it's a methane gas production where you take pig poop and shovel it into your house. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
You only want that because you have pigs, thus you have a lot of pig poop.
He's manipulating my market.
I'm fine with that. But the fact that they pick winners and losers,
right.
They say solar's going to work, and that's fine, but wind doesn't. And I don't know if they're picking wind or not. I'm just saying that there are...
They'll say coal doesn't.
Yeah. I know that they're going to say thorium reactors
right.
are no good.
Right.
They're going to say that's not... this is a meltdown-proof
right.
reactor.
Yep.
And they're going to say that's unacceptable because it has the word reactor in it.
Exactly.
And the left is scared to death of nuclear power. And they should be. They have every reason to be scared of it, but not for the reasons that they think necessarily. It's not because of the nuclear accidents, which happened on three occasions. It's because of the world's organizations that claim monopoly privilege on the use of violence. They build giant missiles that could blow up the world 10 times over. This is why we have nuclear reactors. And that... This is why things like thorium reactors, which don't have that capability,
right.
aren't going to get any legs at all.
No.
Interest. I still do not understand why there's not more hydroelectric power. And we're at the point now to where you could wind up having these turbines that just go in a river. You don't have to dam up the river.
Yep.
You could just put turbines in the river, and as the water flows over, it spins it.
Sure. There's micro hydro and things like that you can even do on your own land to a small degree. You can make a micro hydroelectric generating thing out of a washing machine. That it's not a complicated thing to do. I get all that, but the problem is to your point, Mark, we're not going to know what the real winner is because government and people like Elon Musk keep manipulating the market, so we have no friggin' idea. Is it wind? Is it solar? Or is it some other technology?
I honestly think that it's going to be a combination of multiple things because, you know, no matter where you live, there are going to be days where it's windy. There are days when it's not windy. There's days when it's sunny. There are days when it's not sunny. There's days, especially if you live in Arizona, where, you know, you might have more sun and a little bit more wind, where the creek behind your house is dry most of the year.
You're going off on a different line of thought. Now, me for a prepper, absolutely I agree with you because I want to have redundant systems. And if it's stormy out, then I know my wind's going to work, but my solar isn't. If it's sunny out and there's no wind, then it flips over. The question is which one of these is economically feasible? Which one of these can compete in the free market against hydrocarbon-based energy? And that's the question.
Well,
we don't know that.
So you're picking on Elon Musk here, and I've used the Walmart analogy already this evening, and I'm willing to use it again. I don't blame Walmart for, you know, pressuring municipalities to provide them tax-free status on particular pieces of land simply because their business will, you know, help the municipality in whatever ways they claim it's going to help the municipality. And I don't blame Elon Musk for scooping up government subsidies when those government subsidies are available. I don't blame illegal aliens for taking whatever tax-funded services they can get. I don't even blame parents for sending their kids to the government indoctrination, middle-class welfare babysitting services that they call schools. I blame the government and the funding model, not the people that use it, even if Elon Musk is better at it.
I don't disagree with that, but what I will say is what upsets me and just drives me nuts is this deification of Elon Musk. And I'll recommend a book to anybody listening, David Stockman's The Great Deformation, which is an analysis of crony capitalism in the United States. And he does a terrific job about of tearing all this crony capitalist money that flows in and manipulates our market. So we can't answer simple questions. What energy source is the most effective?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know the best alternative energy, and I'd love to hear about it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Been talking about alternative energy and Elon Musk's new plan to shoot satellites in space and give us all 1 gig down internet vaporware. And, you know, this is one thing that we all have to be adults about. Is that people get very, very, very excited about some new product that was offered on the internet. I remember, you remember the Terrafugia car that had the little wings that came out?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Now, I think that thing might actually be getting produced at some point or whatever, but...
I thought the FAA shut down pretty much every flying car that's ever been proposed.
I'm not entirely clear.
Every week I seem to see a new flying car that this one really is coming into production. I don't know if any of them are either.
And do you remember the solar, like, bike path highway thing?
Right.
With the, you know, lights and flashing things.
Yep.
It'll be awesome.
That apparently exists in Netherlands, but it's only like a mile long.
Yeah,
but people promote it as, they've got solar-powered bike paths all over the Netherlands!
Mm-hmm. Yep, that stuff. So take a deep breath and remember that you can make anything with, you know, computer-aided design and, you know, this all this computer stuff. And that doesn't mean that it's real just because somebody can put together a cool presentation.
But when we talk about Elon Musk and we talk about a technology, yes, I know you're just laughing at me at this point, and we're talking about a technology that is not far-fetched, that this is basically sounds like 5G technology put on a satellite platform in some sort of orbit, not unlike existing ones. The secret sauce that Elon Musk has is going to be billions and billions of dollars of your tax dollars, which will fund this and make sure it comes to market.
And
just like the Tesla.
We're guessing
just like
other organizations that are able to use the government to get what they want are
sure.
Health insurance companies. And healthcare in this country is all messed up. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. And sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but does it give you anything for being healthy? Well, Doesn't that kind of incentivize sickness? There is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you proactive health assessments daily if you need them. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. They give you a medical card that gets all your medical information that you can hand to EMS or first responders, emergency rooms, whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They helped me with a medical procedure I had done today, as a matter of fact. And they got me the best price because one of their features is they help you shop around because there is no free market. There is no competition in health services.
There's not been a free market in healthcare in a long time.
Yeah, they work as best they can within this morass that we have today. And they do it very, very well. Rusty calling in from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on the Internet. What's on your mind?
Yeah, howdy, guys. Just to kind of change the subject a little bit, y'all were kind of talking about market manipulation, and it got me thinking about labor unions' possible market manipulation. Would y'all view them as market manipulators and as the government kind of being a third-party arbitrator, quote-unquote, you know, for labor disputes? Would unions exist in a free market? Do people
unions
kind of have
would
right?
exist like they used to exist,
right?
Not like they exist today,
right? And today, I think it's somewhere near 60%. It might even be more than that of union members are public sector employees, not private sector.
And
so,
FDR spoke out against that.
Yeah, and I think what we have is government. There is a portion of the government whose job it is to take care of the unions, to work with them, to ensure that they are not being treated unfairly. I have no issue with people associating with each other and combining their efforts to try to get ahead. That's great. But not as long as government's involved.
Right. So in a, what we saw in the past were people had to unionize in order to get better conditions and better wages and these sorts of things. When they did, in some cases, business owners reacted violently, terribly violently. Now, we have to look at this was mere years separating slavery from, work. I mean, people, essentially in the past, you would take on a man child as your protege, and when they did something wrong, you would beat them, right? Like, that's how it was done back in the day. So employment and slavery, the ideas in people's minds were mixed in the past, much less so today. Now we're all slaves of the government because they claim, a percentage of our fruits and labors, but your business doesn't really consider you a slave when they're offering you free yoga classes and, parenting on site and, those kind of things. Stay late and we'll do the shopping, do your grocery shopping for you, all these different things that businesses do. I think we've moved beyond the period of time where labor unions would be necessary to increase conditions, but I don't have a problem with people associating with whom they wish.
Right,
it's when they use the government to get what they want.
Right. And a lot of places where unions are quote unquote thriving are in states where they have what they call closed shop laws.
Yep.
To where if you work here, you must join the union whether you want to or not. And there was a place when I lived in Pennsylvania, there was a grocery store that I had applied for. And I went in and interviewed, and they're telling me about the job. It's up to 39 hours a week. You would be considered part-time. We pay minimum wage. Union dues are $25 a month plus 3 cents an hour. And I said, then you're not really paying me minimum wage, are you? And what's the point of the union if I don't get any benefits and I've got to pay them $25 a month plus 3 cents an hour.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an answer, and needless to say, I didn't get a call back.
Right. Well, you asked too many hard questions was really the problem. And I would agree with you entirely on that. Look, what the union provides is the problem of the people that are in it. When you have a closed shop, then people can't compete. But there is a good example out there. FedEx is free market. UPS is union. Now, they offer very similar pricing, so one would presume that UPS drivers are getting a better deal than FedEx drivers are. So, you know, how do you explain that, free market advocates?
Wow, that was a pregnant pause.
Yeah.
None of us had a good answer for you, Mark.
I'd say the answer is that people in charge are taking a little less money,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, and I've also not looked at the financials of either FedEx or UPS right, to know if any of what you're saying
is accurate. It's been laid at my feet before as though I'm supposed to be able to answer it. I don't know.
But I'm sure we could figure it out.
Ahead, but one thing that I do know, the United States Postal Service is unionized, and they lose like $9 billion a year.
But now they're not hiring any union people, really. They're only hiring part-timers and contractors to deliver like rural carriers and that sort of thing. Rusty, go ahead.
Yeah, so the follow-up question, would public sector unions, should they be banned or just not allow people to associate? How would you – that issue arises, and then also the issue of kind of the free rider is what I've heard is where I guess you have to pay because you're getting benefits from, you know,
right,
someone else that fought for it before, so you have to pay that cost or you have to pay for arbitration or whatever it is. Is there a solution to that?
Yeah. My feeling on your first part of your question, should public sector unions be banned, I say absolutely. I mean, there is such a conflict of interest there. And you can't negotiate with the people that are paying the bills. In no time have I got a phone call at home saying, yes, the government communications worker union wants to negotiate. So, Chris, what do you think their benefit package should be next year? Even though I'm paying for it, you know what I mean? I'm removed from that entire thing. And the laws are such that, you know, they're not going to shut down government.
Right. Because I think union public disputes. Sector employees should not exist.
I agree with you.
Yeah, there's an excellent argument against public sector, well, public sector unions specifically. You were talking about public sector employees. I realize I derailed this. So what I'm saying here is that, look, when you're negotiating with me, the taxpayer, but I don't get a seat at the negotiation table, my hands are tied.
Right.
And this is why government workers make 35% more than people who are in a free market, and then complain. You complain.
Because
they've got
works.
Optical, they've got dental, they've got every kind of
17
benefit.
17 holidays a year.
You can possibly imagine, and their life stinks.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, just stick it. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.